I'm telling this you,
this podcast is disappointing me today. We are on, I think we're on, it says live, so we'll go with that. Hey, ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, and everything in between, welcome to Uncensored Radio.
Are you ready?
No.
Are we the everything in between, or how does that work?
This panel, it could be all of the above. So obviously we have with us the usual suspects. Jeffrey Emmett.
Hola, ¿cómo está, papi?
Vera. Shake it out, Vera. And of course,
Katrina.
Miss Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That, also recently featured on TMZ with her new chin and lovely new hair. Woo! Jazz hands for everyone today. Sound new, like we're appealing to the deaf audience.
I didn't know there was going to be choreography. I'm not
here. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't get on top of
I didn't get the memo. I didn't get the breakdown early.
That'd be sexy times. But, yeah, how is everyone going this week so far on a Thursday in America?
I mean, I'm doing pretty well. I gave blood and went to the DMV, so those things I don't think are usually that fun, but I got pulled over by a really hot police officer who informed me that my car registration was way overdue and that I lost my driver's license.
Did you ask him to validate your ticket?
That was yesterday. So today I fixed it. I didn't, it didn't get taken away or suspended or anything. It's valid. Physically lost it. I changed purses and I handed him my ID and I thought that was the driver's license, but it wasn't. So, I mean, it's probably here in one of these purses, but I went and got a new one, registered the car. I was all confused because I have two cars. I have the one I have now, but then I also have the one that I had right before it. And it's the same damn car. So I got confused.
You're adulting at an epic level.
Got me. Oopsie. Sorry. My bad.
I'm so sorry.
What's your number? You're going to need to sign it off for me. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sorry.
He was super hot. And he was super nice to me. And he was like, I'm supposed to tow your car, but you're really nice. And so I'm just going to give you a fix-it ticket.
Did you do these ones? Did you go, would you say all that?
No, I would never do that. That's so embarrassing. No.
I'm sorry. I had to.
Next time you get pulled over, you just need to speed dial me. And I'll be like, this is Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That.
No, that's abusing the system. I was in the wrong. I was a criminal.
Listen, you know what?
I was a criminal. I didn't even know I was criminal. And I was a straight up criminal. Broke the law. I didn't mean to.
This is your first problem. And you can tell that you didn't watch How to Get Away with Murder. You never say you did anything.
That's right.
Well, now that it's been absolved, it doesn't matter. What are they going to double jeopardy me and charge me again? No.
Especially Judd.
No, but the next township could charge
him. Oh, well, that's true. But I'm legal now, so they can't.
I'm legal now.
I'm no longer a criminal. I am law abiding, so
ish. We
good. Ish. Yeah. Ish.
Ish.
Not me.
Oh, dear.
Not me.
Yeah, what's that say?
I've been here for a while. And my car inspection for New York State kind of ran out in September. Yeah, so when I get back to New York, I got to haul balls to a mechanic and be like, can you inspect this real quick before I get a ticket?
They'll do that at Valvoline.
They can't do anything about it here, but I'm like, right. I don't know what kind of problem.
Valvoline sounds like a place where you can buy sex toys and lube.
Well, it's
like
oil,
lube,
right?
By the foot, Valvoline.
I did know this one gay guy that worked there, and he checked my oil.
Oh, wow. With his fingers or
with his dipstick.
Very large dipstick.
I just want to know, can we get sponsored by Valvoline?
Valvoline.
We want
Valvoline, Valvoline. We're down with dipstick. Get it in. That's all I'm saying.
Look, speaking of someone who likes to get it in, we've got a late cover, but I'll wait until they've adjusted their camera. Jeffrey, did you participate in scavenger hunt charades?
No, actually, I don't even know what he's talking about. I mean, I did a lot of things at charades, but a scavenger hunt was not one of them.
Maybe he looked for eggs, just not the right way.
Well, did you see who that was, Kitty? That was Miss Madison Devine.
Hi, Madison. Hey, Boo.
That one dude from that one TV show. And the other girl that was a Power Ranger, remember her? And it was like a 4-hour fucking telethon that we thought we were going to die.
4 hours?
So anyway, so hi, Lukey-poo.
How are you, Kitty?
You look very safe there. I feel like I could cross all the streets with you now.
I'm under fluoro lighting, so it's not cute, but you do what you got to do.
You look very good.
I appreciate it.
You look very rugged new member of ER.
Yeah.
You look like you're the helicopter ambulance
well,
man.
I haven't been shaving because what's the point when you've got to wear this all day?
Luke, you actually look like a real man. Like you've been out like driving traffic and shit with a sunburn. It's kind of a
it's
good
all
look
in the you. Aesthetic.
You just, maybe you should go up in the mountains and scream a little bit so you can drop your voice. You can
it's super
top.
Rugged. He is super rugged today. Yeah. Look at that.
This is my new look now, is it?
Everybody approves. Everybody approves.
Give us that deep voice. What do you got for a deep voice? Show us. Come on, tell us. Hello?
Oh, wait. So we're going to get this ready. Oh, wait. Well, I could do the Kevin. Get out. Now you're gone.
No, you got to drop a couple of octaves. Ready?
G'day, love. How you going?
Oh, wait.
That'll
I've never really practiced. Hey, love. Hey, Katrina. Nah. You feel like going out for a drink?
I do, yeah.
You got to go like this.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Katrina, you want to jump up and down a little bit for me there, love?
Yes, I do. Yay.
7 minutes in.
It's going to be our most highly rated show, but do you know what it's going to make? It's going to make a
hot load of hot topics.
I love a segue.
That might be the new video to go with that. It's just
slow motion up and down. All right, look, we're going to talk about it first up because this is what I called the show this week. We're going to have to talk about.
I don't see a name.
Cher. Now, Cher has caused a little bit of controversy this week, saying that she wrestled with this Twitter because I thought some people wouldn't understand or believe an entertainer could have honest emotions about being human and suffering and dying, even if it's only shown on TV. Basically, she said that if she was there, she could have saved George Floyd.
She's probably right.
Why is she going to write the film?
I'm going to go with absolutely not.
I'm not with
that
on this. No.
Well, she's
I don't think so.
I think a lot.
She's
five armed officers there.
Think they would have arrested her, taken her out immediately, and she'd have been on the ground singing, "But don't you believe in love after love?" And that's she'd what would have actually happened because
the one officer
was
standing there with his hand on his gun. Facing
the whole thing was that like she was accused of like the white savior complex.
Which it does come off that way.
Does that mean that or could you feel?
Or just I'm just such a big star. I've got so much influence.
I would have tried more. Like, yeah, I
agree, Jeff. It's just
some sort of PTSD. Did you see any of their testimonies?
They're
all like, I wish I did more. I wish I did more. Yeah. But they're begging these officers to stop. They're like, please, just let him breathe, you know? You know? And they're armed. The officers are armed. The one officer is facing the crowd with his hand on the gun. You know? What more could the bystanders have done?
You'd get shot. You'd probably get shot.
It's a little tone deaf, I think, is the main problem. Oh, like, have that feeling, but
that's why she needs auto-tune.
You can't really say that out loud to everyone.
You shouldn't be saying that out loud.
Yeah. And she needs auto-tune.
You know how before we come on, before and after we come on, the show's quite different. Before we press that live button, we censor ourselves there a little bit. I know we're called Uncensored Radio, but if people saw behind the curtain,
there are some things you're not allowed to say.
Yeah, there are some things that And I think Cher's just a little, like, it comes off a little bit tone deaf. I get the sentiment is nice, but. The execution's a little bit sloppy. Like, it's just like, oh.
But Cher, if you'd like to have a word and discuss your side of the argument,
I would
give us a call. You're welcome anytime.
I'd be like, snap out of it.
Oh my God. And that scene in What Will and Grace, where she slaps Jack and he's just, and then he's just,
Doom.
Yeah, you can slap all of us, Cher, if you want to come on the show.
I would
we'll allow it.
But I think, look, the one thing that is clear is if maybe if there were more gay police officers and Cher was like, don't do it. Oh,
well, yes. If they were all gay police officers,
she could have saved us all.
And then we could have all had a dance break, but that's not.
Yeah.
Everyone just rips off their shirts and there's like sequin leotards.
Let me tell you, if it was that cop that gave me a ticket yesterday.
Oh, girl. Saucy. Look, did the cop look like this?
No. No. That looks like me with a mullet on a 3-day bender. The cop was way hotter than that.
Luna Tuna. That's what I'm going to call her. Luna Tuna.
Luna Tuna.
Luna Tuna. Luna Tuna.
Luna Tuna.
You
got to
say
it with the
Is that her drag queen name?
How's your cousin's marriage, Jeffrey?
Who's my cousin?
Isn't the cousin the one that hired Luna Tuna?
No, it's not related to me.
No. I think you're thinking about his uncle.
Oh,
his uncle that has
uncle
passed
Lenny.
On.
Yeah, Marie's dad, uncle he Lenny. Totally would have hired Luna Tuna.
Y'all. Yeah, but he's no longer with us.
He had a car dealership, right? And he had, so he would like hire hookers all the fucking time.
He got Luna Tuna.
I swear to God, it's a true story. True story. He lived upstairs. And we would like be all hammered, you know, partying or whatever. And you'd see him come in with the bitch and they'd go upstairs. And then all of a sudden, the one part of my living room was under his bedroom and you'd hear squeak, 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 squeak. And he'd be banging the shit. We'd all just be losing our minds laughing. And then we'd go, like, after they stopped and you could hear him coming down the stairs, we'd run our asses around down the driveway and, like, hide in the bushes to jump up. Like, we always had a blast. Like, he just, what the fuck you doing, man? I got company.
You're like, I can smell Luna Tuna from upstairs. Yeah, oh, that's good.
And the thing was, here's the thing. The poor, like, bitches that came to bop him, he had a colostomy bag at the time. Like, I just, I couldn't even, the poor bitches. I hope he paid him extra.
Yeah.
He didn't. You know he didn't.
You're cheap as fuck.
All right, we got to talk about more people that are out of touch. More people
Uncle Lenny?
Are out of touch.
Uncle Lenny got touched.
Massimo Giannulli is free. And again, people are going to go, who's that? It's Mrs. Laurie Loughlin.
Mister.
Well, he's been in jail, so it could be Mrs. by now.
He went to white collar jail. Come on.
Yeah,
true.
They have a gym. Like, come on.
But was it worth it after all that? You dumbass kids aren't in college. Like, was it worth it?
Well, but they didn't think they were going to get caught when they were
They
doing
lost
it,
all right? their sponsorship. And she can't make those horrible, horrible Hallmark movies well, anymore. Like,
wait, was she on was season? She on the reboot?
Yeah, she's on Fuller House.
Nah,
yeah,
okay, so though. She's got that.
She wasn't asked
no,
back.
No,
though.
She's in jail. No,
she didn't do the she last wasn't asked season. Back.
Poor mm-hmm. Aunt Becky.
No, but here's the thing. How many people are guilty of the same crime? Because it happens all the time when you got a rich family that are paying to put their kids in college. It's no different than that. They just got caught. And I mean, honestly, like when I first heard about it and everybody's like, ah, and I'm like, I would have never thought that was a crime.
I didn't
like,
think it was a big deal either.
Well, you know what? What about that poor black woman in Texas who changed her address so that her daughter could go to a better school?
And she got like 10 years in prison or something.
She's 5 years in prison, and Lori Loughlin and her rich ass Italian husband have 5 weeks each.
Well, a part of her sentencing, though, had to do with drugs.
Can we just reference the fact that Vera's accent changed then as well? that lady from Texas who changed. I was like, whoa!
No, because we talked about that at some point. Or I was going ham about it, and then I read the whole story, and there was other charges involved. I still don't think it's right. It's ridiculous that they made
and
it look like
them
it
to
was
pile on. Yeah.
And sometimes you won't know the truth of the situation. Like, I'm finding this Ray Fisher thing really confusing. Justice League.
I didn't even know you thought about that, but...
Oh, sorry. I cut you off. I cut you off. I'm moving through. So is everyone follow... This story kind of went away and came back, and now it's back again.
Okay, so it's the Joss Whedon thing. So
yeah, Joss
Whedon.
It's more
this.
Joss Whedon, but it's more the Ray Fisher story, not the Charisma Carpenter story, about how he was removed from... the Justice League and Flash and all that kind of thing. Jeffrey, you know what's going on.
She came out to support Ray Fisher. Like this all, he kind of reached out, I guess, to people from one of the articles that I was reading. And that's kind of how the people from Buffy or Angel or whatever the fuck show it was came out and said stuff against Joss was because of Ray Fisher. And part of the issue was with the Snyder Cut, if you've seen that, there's a huge backstory to Cyborg's character. And Ray was a part of helping craft that. And so when Joss took over, he kind of disregarded it. They wanted him to have a catchphrase, which he felt was very much like in the 70s and 80s with what you're talking about, Willis. You know, like he didn't feel like he needed a catchphrase. Nobody else had one. Why should he? And Joss had kind of some disparaging remarks the day he kind of came in to fill it like a Shakespeare quote and was like, just do the line kind of thing. So there was just, it was a lot of microaggressions going on. And the one executive did kind of own up and apologize to Ray, which was what he wanted, but they were all still trying to protect other people, which I guess is the big issue here, right? It's not good.
Not good.
No, but protecting people, you know, is part of, like, force majeure of the day. Vera, I feel like you might have a lot to say about what Senator McConnell had to say.
I think he's been lunatuned as well.
For sure.
Here's the direct quote.
I think she's on him right now. She's probably unzipping him as we speak. Look at that face.
I think he's a lizard wearing a human suit.
Yeah, I don't think he's human.
All right, here's the quote. My warning, if you will, to corporate America is to stay out of politics. It's not what you're designed for. I'm not talking about political contributions. I support that. I'm talking about a position.
What? How? If they're donating to politicians, how is
they've
that
taken
not
a position?
More. 15 years ago, the Republican Party went to the wall and had the Supreme Court declare contributions free speech, and every corporation was a human who had a right to free speech, so they could contribute as much money as they want without any limit. So now that they're actually speaking and not just contributing, it's shut up and give us your money.
Mm-hmm. It's great. Well, did you see the list of like boycotts from, I guess, apparently it's the Republican Party? The list is enormous.
I'm like sorry, Coca-Cola. Lashana.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, and Trump called for a boycott of Coca-Cola and has his picture taken on his desk with the Coca-Cola hidden behind his phone.
Yeah.
Did you catch that picture?
Or yeah. The fact that he had like a reality show and a a university and a casino, and then he's president of the United States. Let's still let that sink in. He was president of the United States.
It's a tough one.
It's Vera's fault. Vera elected
him. He's trying again. He's trying again.
Lord.
Good what for him. That?
Good I for him.
Listen, I'm telling Jeff. You.
I want him back.
I scrape the barrel every day. I'm like, there's nothing to post on this page. I don't know what to talk about.
Thursday 7:30, something to post about.
Oh, she's watching Missy's Norex stuff.
I'm not watching her. She keeps popping up.
Not if watching like her while
hear about Norex, message the show and I'll send you a link so you can join a special group and you can get some great cleaning products. Okay. Okay. But yeah, this Trump. There's nothing.
Well, he's
going to
be back with his own app, bigger, better, and crazier than ever. You only have to wait a few more days.
I never thought I'd say that I miss him, but I do.
If you want an idiot tweet, here's one.
I don't miss him, but I do understand that.
Dr. Drew, you know, scholar that he is, these vaccine passports segregate people and strip them of their freedom to travel internationally. Vaccinations are important, and I encourage everyone to get the COVID vaccine. But how would you feel if international travel also required other vaccinations?
It does, you ding dong. What are you gonna go to Africa and not take care of your malaria? Like what?
You can't get on a plane without shoes. You can't get on a plane without clothes. Those are all public safety initiatives. Why would carrying a fucking vaccine passport be so different?
I think Dr. Drew's been in Soda House too long.
I am a fan of Dr. Drew, and I've even been to a few of his lectures because he used to host talks at USC all about addiction, and I thought it was super fascinating, so I used to go. But what the fuck, man?
It's not smart.
Get your shit together, bro.
It's kind of embarrassing. Like, you're supposed to be a doctor on TV and you're bitching. Like, how do you not know this information? I saw that and I just started cracking up. I was dying.
But like he's like a certified doctor, not like Dr. Phil's a doctor.
No, yeah, you know he's a medical doctor, and yeah, he specializes in addiction.
Right.
He's like a neurologist. He's like a brainiac doctor.
I'd want him helping with my addiction if I had one besides food. After that,
well, he cured Penny Flame of her sex, drug, and alcohol addiction, remember? And now she's
yeah, but Jeffrey wants to hold on to all of them.
He didn't, Jeff wants he didn't his sex, drugs, and alcohol.
Nikki died of an overdose.
Okay, so the death rate from rehab with Dr. Drew is not the greatest, yeah. Is it?
I don't remember like, who played
Kaneki. Okay. But he's doing celebrities and they're all cracked to begin with. That's not his fault. We show up fucked up, okay? You give me the survival rate of regular people in rehab and let's compare and contrast. That's not fair.
Oh, I pushed a button. Sorry. She's had a recent brush with the law and it's all too sensitive.
Too soon.
Kitty, I have one of my colleagues sitting here watching the show, and I think we should just give them a little bling bling real quick.
Hi. Hi, colleague.
Oh, is he a doctor, Luke? Is he a doctor?
No, it's a girl, but I was just thinking she'd find it hilarious.
Welcome.
I can't Welcome do that without show. My hands.
Shimmy it out.
You can come quickly say hello,
okay,
Lily.
Okay, I'll say hello.
Please say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Lily.
Welcome.
Hi, how are you going?
What's your sign?
My sign? My star sign? I'm a Pisces.
Oh, dude, my God. You gotta
me
go.
Too.
Oh, I gotta go.
No. Pisces don't work out. That's why I'm divorced. I'm just saying. Okay, now let's get to the serious things. What's your FICA score?
We don't have FICA score over here.
We don't have FICA scores.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
Is it like
I'm
our
sorry.
OP?
It's our credit. It's our credit rating.
Credit rating.
Oh, I'm 21. I don't think I even have a credit rating yet. To be honest.
Oh dear, like, you don't belong here. Really. Run while you can. Run while you can.
before we suck the life out of you. But I was doing.
I've heard everything, and I wanted to come see it all and check it out. So here
okay, so this is Jeffrey. He's like this crazy New Yorker.
I know already.
Yeah. Oh, you're
not a New Yorker from what anymore. I've heard. No.
Oh, he's hiding out in the sticks from COVID.
Look at the offensiveness. Anyway, you can explain this offline. We have a show.
Yeah, we can.
So let's talk about United Airlines, because this kind of blew up a little bit on our page. The statement from United Airlines on Twitter was, our flight deck should reflect the diverse group of people on board our planes every day. Well, not recently anyway. But that's why we plan for 50% of the 5,000 pilots we train in the next decade to be women or people of color. Learn more and apply now. Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
The thing that bothers me the most about this is I saw a bunch of white people saying that that was racist, which I was kind of like, And their reasoning behind this is they're just going to pick anybody because they're a woman or they're a person of color to fly the plane, not because they're qualified. And I'm just like, did you not stop?
They still have to qualify.
Right.
They still have to be certified.
So your point that you're trying to make is actually the racist statement here, because you're saying women and people of color are not capable of flying a plane like a white dude? Seriously? Right, that's right, your argument? Right. What kind of boneheaded shit is that? Like, what? You're telling
that's
me
some Dr. Drew shit right there. Is he the one who said it?
People are so stupid.
Listen,
sometimes.
United Airlines is still trying to, you know, get over the fact that they made that poor Chinaman cry with the bloody nose and they beat the shit out of
people. And they also need a bit of a PR update from, you know.
You know, they're trying.
Can we do that?
I made a hand movement. It's for you to decide.
It's done.
You can't do it. I can't turn back time. Oh.
I feel like Luke could be nice on an airplane right now going like this.
I could.
A runway.
Yeah. He could be mishandling people's luggage right now.
He could be mishandling people all over the place, and they would just let him look at him.
That's going to be his new drag name, Mishandle.
Mishandling.
Mishandled luggage.
No, my drag name was Catherine Astrophy.
We know.
You can find her on Facebook, because apparently I'm friends with her, and I was like, who is this bride, and why does she look so much like Luke?
I got a friend request from her.
Am I the only one that was left out?
Yes.
I'll add you, Kitty.
Because you're private. Aren't you private? We can't access you, Kat.
You can, because you're friends of my friend.
You can. For $5.99 a month, you can have
You're friends of my friends.
You're friends of my friends. Of my friends of my friends. See, it's not what you know, it's who you know. It's not what you know.
Yeah.
Who you blow.
Let's talk about... All right, we'll get a little bit more serious now. So, Governor Asa Hutchinson, basically... Does anyone want to go into this story?
Well, first of all, he looks like he's paid for sex quite a few times.
But look, he has
Luna Tuned as well. Is that
what
you're saying? He's vetoed the ban.
Actually, can we quickly show Lily who Luna Tuner is, so she just knows what I'm talking about.
I'm trying to do it. Serious story. That's all right.
No, she wants to see Luna Tuna quickly, and then we'll go back to.
This is Luna Tuna.
So she's a hooker. So we're just saying that this guy's probably been Luna Tuned.
I've got to bet if you're that hung up about transgender people that he's been Luna Tuned by some guy.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Well, no, when you have to be that.
Jeffrey, do you want to? Yeah.
That opposed, you're hiding your own homophobia.
No, I think he's
not a. That's the thing. He's not opposed.
He vetoed the ban.
No, okay.
Apparently. But there's still shit going down in Arkansas. I mean, I could throw a rock and hit that state. I'm not really all that impressed. That's just it. Like, he vetoed it, but there's still shit going on hardcore in Arkansas. It's a little scary, but when you see the locals, you understand.
Yeah. So basically, he vetoed a ban on gender-affirming medical care for transgender youth. saying it's a government.
Affirming,
they don't want to pay for young people to transition.
So yeah, they would be able to transition if they wanted to, basically.
I'm okay with that. I feel like you should. I feel like that should be something for older people to decide. Like, how old were you in the bill? What was the age? Like, I don't think an 8-year-old should be able to change their sex, but a 16-year-old, yeah. A 10-year-old, no. An 18-year-old, yeah. Like, what was the age that we were talking about?
Well,
here?
No, it was just across the board.
Oh, like, hi, everyone. It wasn't about age. Look who it is. Hi, Safet. Long time no see. What's going on?
All ages, Katrina.
All ages. Okay, so I'd have to.
In general.
I would have to veto that, too. Young people should be able to make that decision.
And I think that always comes down to parental consent and all that kind of thing. But it's just, it's giving the option.
$150 million if I had it, that their insurance company's not going to let them transition without copious amounts of therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like 6 months of therapy in New York. 3 or 6 months.
Well, look.
I'm going to bet it's probably a year.
It could have changed since the person I know did it. It's been a while.
Well,
if you know, then please comment on our radio page.
How old
I forgot what Facebook was called then.
No.
Did you like that on the radio page?
Oh, no, but I don't think that was really about children. That bill was just like trans people across the board.
Yeah.
Like, now, see, adults should be able to do whatever the hell they want to do.
Exactly. Right. Should be a medical decision.
Yes, an adult. I don't think that children, like, your brain doesn't fully develop until you're 25 years old, right?
Is the bill to pull funding entirely, or is it just to?
No, it's a ban. The bill is a ban on it, and he has vetoed the ban.
Okay.
But there's still shit going down.
I take back what I said.
I'll get more details for everybody for this week.
This story is still coming to you next week. Anyway,
let's move on.
DMX is all kind of fucked up, basically.
I don't care.
Yeah,
isn't he dead?
Is he dead now? Or I feel like he was.
No, he's not dead, but his brain hasn't made any movement.
So he's gone.
He's like kind of comatose.
Yeah. X ain't gonna give it to you.
No. I did love his.
He was my favorite Christmas song. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what? Had a very shiny nose, what?
No.
And if you ever saw it, what?
My favorite was, why do good girls like bad guys? Oh,
is that you, Jeff? You a good girl or a bad guy?
A
little bit of column A.
A little bit of both.
Have you been bumping, Jeff? Is that what's going on?
Oh, I do a little bit of bumping every day to this song called.
I heard a hot rumor that we like to bump on this panel.
Yes.
But anyway, I'm getting looks. Moving on for a bit of a sad. I was a little bit sad when I heard this, guys. Uh-huh. If it works.
Who cares?
If it works. Jungle Jack Hanna has dementia.
Okay, so I was guilty of said last night to Steve, I have no idea who Jungle Jack was.
Come on! The best part of David Letterman
You're forgiven, you're too young.
The best part of Letterman was when Jack was on and the animals just used to fucking attack him. Everything's bad.
Vera, you watch Johnny Carson.
Do you know who David Letterman is?
Well, I know who he was.
He's been off air for a while.
He on Johnny Carson?
Yeah, no idea.
I think he's been on everything.
Yeah.
But he wasn't, there was a couple of different people that were on Carson. Carson was so afraid of any animal that
I know, that was the funniest part of it.
Yeah.
I love, like, what was the one show? It wasn't all that long ago. I think it was somebody filling in for Ellen. It might have been Kevin.
Does she even host her own show anymore?
Well, not for long.
We'll see. We'll see when it comes time for renewals.
We've got a show right here.
That lesbian is out. The country singer's in.
With a fucking haircut. Oh.
It's all about the Kelly Clarkson now. Until she upsets someone.
And then, you know, I feel like she has something to do with Portia. not uh-oh. Wanting to talk about Ailey McBeal. I don't really know what went on there, but all of a sudden, Portia's too good for Ailey McBeal. What are you doing? Living off your wife's money?
What? Portia's not going to be on Ailey McBeal? She was the only eye candy on the whole damn show.
Okay.
What?
For her birthday. She what? All the money. She bought her.
I want to see.
Reserve.
Do you know who I want to see? I want to see if they bring. Was it Renee, her African American friend, the one that went real crazy and ended up talking to a bag in Central Park?
Well, she's
in real life.
We've all been there. Fine. Call so Dr. Drew. You'll be fine.
Luke did it last week. She well, actually has participated in cast interviews since the show's gone off, and they all seem to be okay. So I don't see why they.
She went cray.
Yeah, well, she was diagnosed bipolar. It was terrible.
Yeah.
And they had her on the last episode where Robert Downey Jr., you know, he got shunned. But he doesn't need Ally McBeal.
He doesn't need Ally McBeal. He got that sweet, sweet Avengers money. He never needs anything ever again.
Him and Portia declined. Which makes me sad because he was actually really good on that show.
You know, just hearing about him makes me lick my lips. I don't know why. It's an involuntary response.
Do you taste dollars?
I think we need another one just for Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, I don't care if it's cold or not.
Come on the show, Robert. I'm not room for you, Daddy.
I got to ask about that new solar environmentally sound house that Robert built. Did you catch that today?
No.
He and his wife spent millions of dollars to build an eco-friendly house next to their other house.
It's eco-friendly, so you can't make any noise in it.
No, but so, so it doesn't create any impact on the climate or the world. It's totally sustainable. But it's like, you spent all that money to build another house when you already have a house.
Right, are they going to
eco-friendly?
Are they going to tear down the other house? Because I'm pretty sure tearing it down
gonna
is going to
the new house as a guest house.
Oh, well, okay.
I so haven't been invited yet. Weird.
You need to maybe pass it on to Charlie, and you know, give him some ideas, girl.
Yeah. What's up?
Hey, Charlie. Mr. Sheen.
Yeah, Charlie, if you want to come on the show, rock on. Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
He's full of tiger blood at the moment.
He is full of tiger's blood.
No, I think he's kind of back on the regiment, so he's not so crazy anymore. You know.
For now.
Yeah. Well, no, we haven't seen him in 100 years.
Oh, no, there's just some articles. I keep tabs on him, trust me.
Okay. Jeff's got him under lock and key.
That's all he has to do since he lost Donald Trump.
That's right.
He had to go to Charlie.
Make sure Charlie Sheen is still alive. That's my job.
That's all he's got left.
On, Jeffrey. They're just not in the news as often.
Oh, they're all boring. I'm telling you, I like go and look, and then I'm like, who's going to care about this motherfucker? None of us know who he is. Nobody's going to care.
Denise Richards might still care.
Somebody, I'm not Charlie Sheen. I'm talking about some random Joe Smo who's got a scandal in North Dakota. Like, again, why is that even a state? Let's just get rid of it. That
we can talk about Matt Gaetz.
Oh, fuck him and his goddamn McDonald arch eyebrows.
Says the guy who's in Missouri.
Yeah, this place can go too. It's really not needed.
Really not needed.
Not as bad as Alabama and North Dakota.
I got one thing to say about Matt Gaetz. Who's shocked that he was sleeping with a girl?
Oh, I was.
Yeah. Doesn't he have that houseboy that he adopted?
Uh-huh.
You know? Who swam
I used to have a houseboy.
What did you have? You have a house man.
Well, now I have a house man, but I used to have a house boy. And that was fun.
Hey, boo!
Speaking of something that could have been fun but just ended up being quite boring, they moved all the mummies from the Egypt. I feel like this was like the start of a bad horror movie. They're like, oh yes, let us move the mummies, and then like we would all be dead. Like, I'm sure that in like 3 years' time they've kicked up some ancient mega virus that we're all gonna fucking die from. But, you know, that was cute. That was a cute moment in history this week, guys. I know no one else cares. But you know what else no one cares about? But I do, and I'm in control, so we're going to talk about it. Fucking Chucky's coming back, y'all.
Hey, I care. I love Chucky.
I care about Chucky.
Doll, right? I know who Chucky is, but okay. I've never watched it.
Okay, so she needs care to watch about Chucky. Okay,
so Alex Vincent and Christina Lise McCarthy from the original movies are coming back for the Chucky series that's airing on Sci-Fi. We've also got Jennifer Tilly, Brad Dourif, Fiona Dourif, and Devin Sawa out of nowhere.
Oh.
Hey, Devin, where you been, girl? Like, where's he been hiding?
He did one show that I watched where he was like an assassin.
He is all over Twitter. He is so much and he was fun hot. To follow.
Nikita. Like, he was on Nikita.
Yeah, yeah. When all that shit was going down with, like, Kirstie Alley, he was like, oh, when Kamala started talking, we can all, everybody at the same time needs to tweet Kirstie, look who's talking to. You know? Like, it was a cute little ditty. So then, of course, I messaged him, and he's like, I was like, oh, Devin retweeted me. I know. Look, you know, listen, speaking of him, can I just tell you this real quick? This crazy
can we stop
bitch,
you?
No. This bitch in middle school. She's real nutty. I mean, real fucking nutty. She's not right. Mistel Sergi, if you know her, run. This bitch used to try to tell us all that she was cousins with him. And she, like, was trying to, like, get me to date her or whatever. And I was so uncomfortable. I was like, bitch, you need to get away from me. She would call my house nonstop. My mother had to yell at her. So,
Jeff,
bitch,
Jeff. Jeff, were you scared that would have been your final destination?
Yes. It's terrifying.
Did she look like Luna Tuna?
No, she was very Italian looking.
Did you have idle hands?
Turned into a nice woman and not such a crazy person anymore. But either way, it was like the first time it was like with a stalker, and it was like, bitch, you got a vagina. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, do you know what? We're gonna speaking of past regrets, it leads into a section that I like to call The View From Here. So we're going to take our cue from Cher this week, guys.
That's why we're the Cher and Cher alike.
What would you take back if you could? Who wants to go first?
I think we should get Lily to go first because she's our little guest. What would you take back, Lily?
What would I take back out of
she's
what?
Too in young your life. Out of your life. Something that happened in your life you could take back.
Oh, my God. So many things.
Bad date.
Blowjobs count.
Bad relationship.
Oh, okay.
Credit rating.
You know, this one date I went on and we went to a bowling alley. We had lots of fun. He was a little bit weird. I didn't, you know, I wasn't that interested. I was like, oh, do you gamble? He was like, no, never. And I was like, I do a little bit. And then so we went to the pokies and I ended up winning this money and he took half of it because it was half. It was his date too, and he thought we went together.
Oh, he's a douchebag.
Yeah, he took half my money. I didn't take him to the pokies that day, if I could taking him back, I would be like $500 richer.
You would have a better credit rating.
I would. Yeah. I would have. Yeah. So he sucks.
Yeah. Well, forget that guy.
Since you're on screen, it's got to be your turn.
Oh,
yeah, your turn.
Well, I think we can all agree. I'd just take back Stumpy. That wasn't fun. Well, that whole thing.
It's only true. Let's figure it out. But
that was a shitty accident.
Miss Katrina A. Johnson for Nickelodeon's that also recently featured on TMZ.
I will take back the time I was a sugar mama. Fuck that. Never again. I have this broke loser boyfriend that still owes me a couple $100,000, stole some diamonds of mine. He used some makeup to dust my safe so he could see where the fingerprints were, broke into it.
Oh my God.
What a.
Oh, okay,
I thought you were talking about a certain one that I know.
One I would keep. This one, though, gots to go.
And Kitty, he's not getting this anymore, is he?
Never again.
He doesn't even get half a jiggle. So
and every few years I'll get a letter from him that sounds like he's in rehab. Like I'll get an apology letter. I'll get an apology letter and he'll be like, thank you for everything you taught me. You taught me all about diamonds and jewelry. So I went to gemology school. After seeing all your diamonds, after stealing them? Fucker. Yeah. Anyway, never again will I be a sugar mama.
Vera?
You know, I don't know. I don't have a lot of regrets.
Get it, girl.
Even if it's stupid.
I wished I had more confidence when I was younger, and I would have, you know, done a few more things. But
conquered the world.
Yeah. When you look at the dumbasses that are out there conquering it, why didn't I try?
Senator Vera would have been amazing. All right. Are we ready for a while? Here we go.
Yeah. Let's go.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I love you. Stupid whore. If I could take anything back, it'd be rebooting this show.
Ooh, shots fired. It's not even just true.
Do we really want to play this game?
Oh my god.
Listen, I think you're, I don't think you're ready.
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
You don't regret the wedding, the marriage.
Speaking of regrets.
No, I don't actually, no. Like, I think it all kind of took me to where I needed to be and that's opened my eyes to changes I need to make into who I was, you know?
Like, I mean, I think we still would all have been amazing without Lord Voldemort, so.
Oh, yeah, I would have like, knocked him out. I'll tell you what, that is my thing. If I
wanted to and you wouldn't let me.
Great. I would punch that son of a bitch in the face when he would chase me around the playground telling me he loved me and I have to tell the lunch monitors. And he always had a green snot bubble coming out. He was that kid. I would have knocked him out then and never been his friend.
Do you know what? Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's All That also recently featured on TMZ.
Yes.
I thought yours would have came down to one word. And it's the J word that we do not speak of.
Jumanji.
Look it up. Don't bring it up. It's my birthday month. I can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not talking about it.
I mean, I wish I did that.
I know, but... right? I know.
Me too.
Such is life, kids. Such is life.
She might not be your friend if she did that, Jeffrey.
She might have better friends.
She might be at Robert Downey Jr.'s house.
You might be hanging out with Dr. Drew. You never know.
Damn it.
You never know.
Well, didn't what's her fuck get into some trouble there for a little bit? Like, she kind of went off a rocker, too, didn't she? What's her name there?
Hey, Steve, wait. We don't want you to get out of this. What would you take back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, so, about 7 months ago, I was talking to my friend online, and they said to me, hey, friend, do you want to be on my show? Nah, jokes. Look, I think if there was one thing I would take back is when I was studying full time in the performing arts, I was probably a little bit too outspoken for my own good. And that
Never.
I know, who knew? Who knew? But I was the oldest amongst a group of like 20, early 20-year-olds. So I was the spokesperson. And that kind of hampered my professional career a little bit because when you stand up for yourself, sometimes you stand up to the wrong people. But the less said, the better. Anyway, you want some answers to life's big problems? Well, you're going to lose them because, guys, Yahoo Answers is shutting down.
Oh, I know they are.
Yahoo Answers is shutting down. And in honor of it, I've got some of the most stupid Yahoo Answers questions for us to celebrate. Are we ready?
Beautiful. Yeah.
Are you ready for this one?
Very.
Okay. Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun? I was just thinking and thought, how crazy is it that a person walked on the moon and Mars? I was just wondering if you think a person will ever be able to walk on the sun too. I know it's really hot, but I'm thinking if you go in the winter when the sun is like 30 degrees, I bet they could do it. best answer is, well, if they do, it would have to be at night.
I feel like that's one of our ex-hosts.
Not possibly.
Moving on. I feel like that's one of Jeffrey's ex-hoes.
You're going to really enjoy it. Aren't they the same thing? And did I turn my boyfriend into a vampire? Okay, so I have a new boyfriend. Yay! Oh, and we've been seeing each other for about a month now. Anyway, the other night we had a Twilight marathon. I love Twilight. And a dream of mine is to have a vampire boyfriend. I've been experimenting with eating my own blood ever since the Twilight books first came out. I consider myself to be a vampire now. I usually save the blood I naturally lose each month. I usually keep the tampons in the freezer, etc. And suck on them or eat them later. Oh, it gets better. I decided that I would try and turn my new boyfriend. So I've been cooking my blood into his food when he comes over. I tried to make a pudding as well.
We're about to have lunch.
That only works when I've had a heavy flow. You need a lot of blood. So I usually add a little bit of blood to the marinade or pasta sauce, etc., etc. He has absolutely no idea. I've been doing this for about 3 or 4 weeks. Do you think he could be a vampire by now?
I think you should be in jail.
I think the aliens should come and just exterminate the planet.
We need to nuke it from the. We need to
I think COVID
it, right?
got that person. I'm pretty sure. COVID
I feel like
that
it's going to be the same.
I don't think that person
be the same
is
lady.
Oh,
it's
going to
be the same lady that was doing.
Guys, is Christian Bale a Christian since his name is Christian? His parents must have named him Christian for some reason. Best answer, is Mitt Romney a baseball glove?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's probably a catcher.
Probably. Yeah, well,
wow.
Yes. I can't see myself on Google Earth. Okay, I enter my address in and I can see my house perfectly. And I know it's the right house for sure. But the thing is, I can't see myself when I go outside. I can see the cars on Google Earth, but not myself. I go out with my laptop and try and reflect something shining into the sky so that I can read my location off of. And if you guys think I'm a vampire, I'm not, because I can see myself in a mirror.
That's what we were thinking.
Okay.
We said you guys are a girl's boyfriend, right?
Vampire bitch. Again.
It's the vampire boyfriend. You've been eating that pasta, yo. You've been eating that pasta.
It's special egg salad.
Guys, what is the phobia of chainsaws called? Top answer, common sense. I live.
That was good.
Okay. How do babies come out of a vagina? I mean, the tubes are too small inside the vagina for a baby to come out of, and the vagina itself is too small to release a baby out of it. How does it come out? Best answer, you eat a lot of butter and the baby slips out. Oscar's rating. Thanks so much. I didn't know it worked that way.
I hope COVID got that one too. Knock these people out, please.
We're all not allowed to procreate.
We don't have enough oxygen on this planet for them.
No. See, like, I feel like survival of the fittest is okay.
Uh-huh. Jeff, do a spider have puss?
What?
I said, Kat, do a spider have puss?
Well, you would know better. You've been closer to one than all of us.
They call him Baker down there.
I'm like, show me your spider vagina right now.
Where's Tobey Maguire? Get his ass on the line. We need to know. If anyone has gotten spider puss, it's Tobey Maguire.
You should have asked your mate Garlic Nuts about that. He was part of the pussy.
Oh, I would love to.
I would love to. Hello, Hector. Okay, we're going to keep moving because we can't decide whether spiders have puss or not. Is it illegal to kill an ant? Today, I was walking down the street and there was an ant on a puppy. So I stepped on the ant and killed it. A police officer gave me a very dirty look. So did a lot of other people around. So I was wondering, is it illegal to kill an ant? I'm super serious. This isn't a joke. Best answer. You stepped on a dog.
Wow.
We're gonna make therapy.
All right, guys. I feel like this might. Kat, was this you? How do I turn my computer monitor into a mirror? Hi. Does anyone know if it's possible to use a background that would essentially turn my computer monitor into a mirror? Scanning a mirror doesn't work.
I don't know. How did they figure out how to turn on the computer? Like, just to write this nonsense.
Oh, God. Is it rude to fart when someone's crying during a family dinner?
Yes.
My family was having a reunion, and we had a big dinner, and I was sitting next to an aunt that I've only talked to, like, once in my whole life, and she was talking about how she had an abortion and started crying about it, and I was really boring, and I had to fart, so I let one out, and it was nasty and smelled horrible, and I made someone laugh, and my aunt went hysterical, and my mum sent me to my bed without dinner. Why would this be considered rude? I don't understand. Considering that was nearly one long run-on sentence, I think we understand why.
Well, I guess farting at dinner is rude no matter who's there or what you're talking about.
Mean abortion talk. Oh, Kat, you're stuck.
Thank you, Hector.
Duh.
I used to be listening to the whole show.
Oh, that's... Hold on. I've already read that one. Have I done this...
Someone's loaded the same thing twice. Oh, well, sorry.
That would have probably been Jack Hanna down there.
One of the producers. Okay, am I turning into Taylor Swift? I've noticed that over the summer my hair has gotten lighter. I also find myself singing along to country songs and developed an attraction to the Jonas Brothers. Am I turning into Taylor Swift? Note, I'm a 30-year-old Indian man.
Yes, you are.
You definitely are.
I really can't stand people.
That's what we're losing, guys.
I'm pretty sure COVID got that one too.
I hope it took
this
them all.
That's why QAnon exists.
Look, but it's taking away their freedom. Their freedom to speak their rights.
Their freedom to be vampires and Taylor Swift.
Wear their red hats
and
all that kind of stuff.
And to serve their boyfriends their menstrual blood.
And step on a dog.
That was
great. And you know what?
They stepped on the ant, not the dog.
They stepped on the
ant. Well, the ant was on the dog, Kat.
I didn't realize the ant stayed on the dog while they stepped on it.
The bitch stomped the dog.
I decided to go around that.
Kat was like, go to a happy place.
No, I refuse. No.
I refuse. So it's that time of the week, kids. It is time for a section. We missed it last week because we're having too much birthday fun. So she's extra toasty and ready to go.
And on that note, Steve, we've got a cruise, though, because our colleague just knocked on the door. But I will catch up with Vera's vent later.
Oh, bye.
Many men have tried to catch up with Vera's vent.
Bye.
And they've all been unsuccessful in COVID. Yeah.
Too hot for Vera's vent. But here it is anyway. Vera's vent. She's off. Go for it.
All right, guys. This week's vent is about the media. You know, we all know that people who watch Fox News are less informed than people who get their news from other sources, but everybody's wrong. The mainstream media is just as guilty as the far right media. I'm sorry, I saw a statistic the other day that practically blew my freaking head off. It said 60% of all Republicans still believe that Trump won the election. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? I'm going to do math again. The Republican Party has been hemorrhaging membership for years. They currently are only 27% of the total electorate. So 60% of 26% or 26.5% is 18%. Less than 1 in 5 people believe that Trump won the election. The mainstream media is putting this, I saw it on 3 different news sources, okay? They're putting it up there like this is a terrible, horrible thing we all need to be afraid of. No, it's something we need to be aware of so that we can educate the electorate and we don't have dumbasses who can't do math, but it's not a problem that 60% of the 27% of people who still identify as Republican believe that Trump won the election. This is the mainstream media. I can't talk today. I don't know what it is. The mainstream media is manipulating us for money. They make money when we watch the news and when we get scared. So they're using this statistic that they've got to know is only 17 out of 100 people and making it sound like this is a crisis. No, the crisis is that we can't trust the information we get. And we can't discern when the information is wrong or invalid or irrelevant. That's my vent. Pay attention. Do your own research. And it doesn't mean going to a website that somebody told you to read. It means doing real research, reading a book or a newspaper.
Jeffrey.
Jeff died. He's dead.
The math is hurting my brain. The math. No, we all got actually, a math class.
I was like thinking about that. Well, Hillary still lost,
and so did Trump.
Yeah. Correct. Correct.
But do you know who's
not a loser?
Us. Because
this
time
panel
to go.
Here. It is time to go. But we'll be back next week with the lovely Katie Underwood. Finally, she's ready and raring to go, full of opinions and healing vibe. We've got on a serious note, we've got a bit of a special coming up on Tuesday night that a couple of us got together and talked about sleep or lack thereof.
Oh.
So if you have, which Katie has given some really great information. So if you struggle with sleep, like some of the panel, it'll be great to check us out on Tuesday night, American time. But otherwise, we'll be back with all the regular shenanigans and maybe a few more titty bounces.
Maybe.
Go to YouTube and subscribe to the show and share it with your friends, people. Thank you. God bless.
We would love you if you liked us on Instagram, too.
Yes, give us a follow.
Guys, we're even looking at getting TikTok happening. So if you want to see Jeff doing these ones.
No, TikTok's going to be Katrina.
No, that's not a real dance. You got to do like the real dances that they do.
The Screaming Eagle.
Steve, you're a
resident dance maven.
Yeah.
This body doesn't dance on camera anymore, girls. It's all good. Because I'm your private dancer.
Oh, yeah.
I dance for money. I do. I tear up what I do.
Oh, I think we better go on that note.
On that note,
we don't want to know what everybody else does for money. So, yeah.
On that note, we've got to make like Tina and leave the scene. Peace out, kids. We'll see you next week. Because we never do anything nice and easy. We're going to do how we do it.
Nice and rough.
It's called Proud Mary. See ya, fuckers.